Mordechai.
In the summer of 1827, the Mittler Rebbe, the son of the Baal HaTanya, went to Hadich, where that is the caver of the Baal HaTanya. And in that particular trip, the summer of 1827, he was very, very strained. And it seemed that he felt that this was a matzav of Shlitas Adinim, that there are gzeiras looming on the horizon. And throughout the trip, he did not darshan any divra chassidus at all. And in addition to that, he didn't want that chassidim should come around him and be with him at that time. When he tried to write divra chassidus for himself, every time the pen fell out of his hand. He took that this is a message from the Shemayim, that this is a period of Toikev Adinim, where there is a very strong Zman of Shlitas Adinim, where Din is Shoilet. And he said he's really afraid of what's coming up in the following year, which is 1828. And once he said, my father was, the Baal HaTanya, was 54 years old when he was taken to Petersburg to be imprisoned the second time. And then they gave him a breirim and a shemayim. They gave him two choices. They said, either Yisurim or Yistalkus. Either be mekabel upon yourself Yisurim, or you can leave this world. And my father, the Baal HaTanya, accepted Yisurim. And the Mittler Rebbe, the son, said, it appears that he left the second option to me. This is what he said at that time. He comes to Hadich, which is the cave of the Baal HaTanya, with Yom Neroim, which began the next year, Tovkuf Peches, 1828. At that time, many Hasidim came from all around the Sviva, and he darshened a lot in the Beis Medrash, that's before the Yoel of the Baal HaTanya. And once he went, and he was Mishtateach on the Kever, spent a lot of time on the Kever of his father, and he comes out at his Besimcha Rabbe with a Freilichen face, with a Ponim Seichikos. And he says, Chogepoil Bantaten, he says, that he should patter me from the Rabbonis. So Chassidim understood it to mean that he's actually going to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, because this was something that he had a tremendous chukah, to be able to Eretz Yisrael. And they said, why should the Rebbe speak such things and leave us? He says, how are we going to remain alone? And he said, Mishkefelech, he says, my item, the Tzemach Tzedek, will take good care of all of you. Turns out, he goes to the next town called Nizhin, becomes very, very sick, and a matter of fact, he's Nistalik in Menoylam, also exactly 54 years old, like when he mentioned before about his father, who is 54 years old and was taken to Petersburg and was given the two choices, between Yesurim and Nistalikus, and he said he left the second choice, said for him. And this is what it was, he was Nistalik at age 54. It's just an interesting thing, you see how the great Hargosha that Tzadikim have. What we're going to do is now, B'chol Eifem, we're going to finish Perek Dalet. So we're going to start on top of the next page of Perek Dalet. Okay. Top of the page, which begins Va'avda Kodesh Baruch Hu, right in the middle of the line there. You remember that the Baal HaTanya put up a tremendous yesod in the beginning of the Perek Dalet. Well, Tanya said, being that we learned before that every neshama doesn't make a difference the level, whether it's neshama, which is the highest level, or ruach and nefesh, which are the two lower levels, but all of them basically are clothed with three levushim, three garments. And the three levushim are the garments that are made up through the Torah mitzvahs that the neshama performs through machshava, dibur, and maise. These are the three levushim. So whenever the neshama has the opportunity to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs, more and more levushim are created. And of course, the ultimate is to be able to create 613 on the level of machshava, on the level of dibur, and on the level of maise, which we already explained in different leifanim how it's shayach to be mekayim all of the tariyach mitzvahs. So the neshama is clothed with gimel levushim, with three different levushim. Now, b'derech klal, when you talk about a levush, A garment is a tofel. Is a tofel to the person who wears it. Certainly the person who wears it is more choshev than the garments. Because the whole tachlis of the levush is to clothe the person who is choshev. The garments, no matter how choshev they are always less in the madrega of cheshivas than the person who wears it. So one might think, says the Tanya, that being that the Torah mitzvahs are defined as levushim to the neshama, so one might think that the Torah mitzvahs are on a lower level than the neshama. The neshama is on a higher level. Says the Tanya, this is not so at all. As high as every neshama, as high as each and every neshama of every yid is, but the Torah mitzvahs that are the levushim, which are the malbish, which clothe the neshama, are on a much, much higher level. And in spite of the fact, which you just touched upon last week, that although the Tanya also told us, in previous prakim, the Tanya told us that the neshama of a yid is a chelik elokai mimal mamish. So therefore it means that the neshama is really a chelik of a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Yet, the Torah mitzvahs, which are malabish the neshama, is even on a higher level. And the Tanya explained the beginning of Perek Daled because he said, Oiraise v'kitshu bruch echad. Because what is the Torah? The Torah is not something which is apart from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But what the Torah is, it's ritzoinoi chochmosoi yizborech. The Torah is the wisdom and the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he and his wisdom are one. And a melech, when a neshama of a yid, is zoiche, to be malbish itself, to clothe itself with the Torah mitzvahs, in effect what it means is, it's not that he just has Torah mitzvahs. He's really being makif himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. He's being wrapped around with the Rebbein Shalom Kibiyochel. Bechvoida be'atzmoi. And being the Torah mitzvahs is mamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, so male of the levushim, which are made up of Torah mitzvahs, are on a higher level than the neshama, because Torah mitzvahs is mamish ritzoinoi chochmosoi yizborach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we move further. So now the Tanya says this might pose a problem, and that is, if Torah mitzvahs is something which is actually the chochma, the wisdom, and the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is it b'chal shayach for a human being? Where such a limited capacity, his moich and his seichel, is so minuscule, it is so small, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his chochma, is infinite, it's ein sof. And you're telling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his chochma is actually one, how's it shaykh for the human mind to fathom Torah mitzvahs b'chlal? What shaykhs do we have with this? So this is what the Tanya attempts to explain now in the next few lines. The Tanya goes on to say as follows. V'avda HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, nikra ein sof. That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the Ein Sof, means he is the infinite, ulik delosa Ein Cheker, and his greatness can never really be fathomed, v'leitz machshova tfisa beit klal, and no thought can comprehend him at all. Don't think in ganzen nicht, not even a little bit, nothing. We have no hasoge. We can't even begin to scratch the surface of being masik to be able to be tofes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is also true not only regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we cannot comprehend him and we cannot fathom him at all, but that's also true, the same thing is also regarding his rotzen and his wisdom. It's infinite, it's unfathomable, it's not shayach b'chlal l'chayre to be masik. So how is it possible that we have a shayach is the Torah mitzvahs? And kedechsiv, as this is supported by the posuk, a number of psukim. One posuk says, "Ein cheker l'tvunosoi." It means it's not shaykh to search his understanding. Now you can keep searching and searching. It's not shaykh. A person will never be able to fathom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chokhma, his tvuna. Uksiv, and then the posuk says, "Ha cheker eloika timtzo." In other words, if you will search, will you find? If you'll try to understand, will it help you? It's a rhetorical question. Of course not. And finally, and then the other pasuk says, "Ki lo yimachshevoi sai machshevoi seichem." My thoughts are not like your thoughts. So says the Kodesh Baruch Hu to man, which means very clearly that the human mind, poshut, is not capable. It's incapable of grasping the thought of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the will and the chokhmah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If so, how then do we say that by understanding Torah, when a yid learns Torah, whether through dibur, whether through machshava, that then he grasps HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom. By learning Torah, being involved with Torah mitzvahs, this becomes a lavush. He's grasping onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom. How's it shaykh bechlau? So to this says the Tanya as follows. In order to understand that, he says, in spite of the fact on the one hand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chokhma, it's ein soif, it's infinite. But hine al zeh omru. By the same token, Chazal have told us, that's the Gemara Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, well-known Gemara, b'mokoyim shato moitze gudulosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shamato moitze in v'senusoy. In other words, when you find the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the same time, there you find his anivis. What it means to say is, this Maamar Chazal, the Tanya attempts to explain, it's not just telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has anivis. But the Tanya says, the intent of that Maamar is in order to reconcile, it's to reconcile the disparity between human intelligence and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochma. How do we reconcile that? Because we say, b'mokim gedul osoy, davke because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless, shama tomoitz in vusonosoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowered himself, in a sense, to allow us to be able to grasp within the capabilities of the human mind, his chokhmah and his wisdom. One can imagine if someone is drowning, and then someone from very up high begins to lower a line, to the point, lowers it enough to be able to grab hold. Originally, he would not be able to take hold of it. But he lowers it just low enough. So says the Tanya, what happens is that the Tzimtzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ritzoyne V'Chachmosoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu concentrated. He was Metzamtzim. He compressed it. His Rotzen and his Chachmo, B'Taryag Mitzvah HaToyre Behil Choseyim. In other words, we have Torah and we have the Halachas of Torah. We have the study of Torah, which is the Chachmas HaToyre, and the Halachas of Torah is what the Torah demands from us. The two aspects, all part of Torah. The etzim studying a Torah, which is the Chochmas HaTorah, and then the Halachas of Torah. Chayev, Potter, Osir, Mutter, and so on and so forth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically what he did was, he compressed all of his Chochmah, his Rotzen, his wisdom, his will, into the Tariq Mitzvah HaTorah, and in the Halachas. As the Mefarsha Tanya explained, he says, in other words, in contrast, not like a Rebbe, who is incapable of doing that, because you realize, when a Rebbe, who has tremendous chokhmah, and he's trying to teach a Talmud who is shvach, but the pshat is, where the Rebbe does not compress his chokhmah, what he does is, he learns with the Talmud superficially. He learns it less deeply. So what happens merely, so the Talmud b'chlal is not being taught on any level of the chokhmah of the Rebbe. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not doing that. He's not just teaching us superficially. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, if you will, he took all of his chokhmah, quote, he took his chokhmah and his ratzon, and he compressed all of it. As if to take all of that chokhmah and to compress it, reduce it, to capsulize it in miniature form to be able to give it to us. That's something that a Rebbe can do. The Rebbe will do it with the Talmud that's weak. Is merely he'll teach him superficially. Just teach him. Instead of going deep, he'll go half as deep. And just teach him just on the surface. What the Kadosh Baruch Hu, on the other hand, did, he took his chokhmah, his actual chokhmah, and his ratzon, and he was mitzamtzim that chokhmah. So what we actually have is a chelik of etzem chokhmosoy v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Through the medium of Tzimtzim. Where else did HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where else was he Metzamtzim? Did he compress his Chochmah? It's in the Tariq Mitzvah HaTorah. U'bitzirufei Oisius Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. And also in the Tzirufei Oisius. Tzirufei Oisius is the various letter combinations. The letter combinations that make up the words of Torah. There's so many different ways that we can take the Oisius HaTorah. This Ein Mugdim HaMukha HaTorah. Torah can be darshan backwards and forwards. And then we take the Tzirufiyosis, we take the various letters, just as we see sometimes in the Balaturim and so on, the Gedolah and the Farshim, how we're able to see and recognize either the numerical values, the Gematriyos, and so on and so forth. All the things, all the hidden secrets that lie in the Osius. Which means that the very Osius and the words of the Torah actually contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzen and his Chochmah. To the point, by the way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah, he was Metzamtzim, he compressed it into the Osius HaTorah. Like a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is hiding himself, concealed himself into the Oisis HaTorah. And we spoke about that many, many times, and is elaborated by the Moranayim, Reb Nochum Chernobler, and Bechlal, and the Sifrei Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. So this is what the Tanya is saying. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metzamtzim, his Rotzen, his Chochmah in the Tariq Mitzvah HaTorah, and in the Tzirufei Oisis HaTorah, in the various letter combinations. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah is in those letters, it means that those letters actually contain, even if he doesn't understand them, but those letters, when he says those words, those letters contain Chochmosoi. It's program. It's programmed. These letters contain a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chokhmah. Someone swallows a pill. He doesn't know what's inside the pill, maybe. But the pill works. It accomplishes. You swallow the pill. The pill contains all that it contains, all the ingredients it contains. The Oisis HaTorah contain Chokhmah and Ritzoyin of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Tanya Paskins, La Halacha Lamaisa, in Shulchan Aruch Rav, that even an Amoritz, an ignorant person, who says the words of Torah is Mekayim Mitzvah Stal Nepesh. He says it's La Halacha Lamaisa. Not Stam Chassidus, it's a philosophy. Because the etzem oisis of the Torah, that is chokhmoso yisborach. And therefore, regardless if you understand it more or less, but by etzem fact that you are saying these words themselves contain within themselves that Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzamtzim, his chokhmah, and his rotzim in these oisis ha-Torah. Where else did a Kodesh Baruch Hu compress his chokhmah? With Rosh Hashayim Sheba Godois of Medrosh Chachomeinu Zal. HaKodesh Baruch Hu's rotzim and his chokhmah are also contained in the various drushes in the Agadatis and the Madrashim of Chazal. In other words, as is Yidua, that Chazal, whatever they darshan, is Baruch HaKodesh. So when Chazal darshan something, you'll say that this is something that maybe they were Mechadish on their own, and this is something that they have added, and has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Etzem Chochmah and Rotzen. Says the Tanya, not like that. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzamsim is Chochmah, not only in the actual Torah Shebiksav, the Torah that was given to us, which was Nimsa Memoshe, but even all the drushes Chazal that we find in Chazal and so on, which is the drushes and the agoz and the drushes Chazal, b'chdei, why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do all of that? Why did he concentrate his chokhmah and his rotzen in the oisis ha-Torah, in the mitzvah ha-Torah, b'chdei, in order to give the opportunity shekol ha-neshoma oy ruach v'nefesh shebeguf adam, that any neshoma or ruach and nefesh, these are the different levels again, shebeguf adam tuchel la-hasigon, will be able to be masik, right? Will be able to be masik, he says, bidato ulekayimon. They'll be able to grasp them, right? Kol masha efshel lekayimen b'maisa dibur b'machshovet. As far as possible, as far within the human capability, to be mekayim all of the Torah and mitzvahs in maisa and in dibur, in speech, and in machshovet and in thought. So thereby, so having said that, the Kodesh Baruch Hu compressed his rotzen, his chokhmah, in all of the mitzvahs ha-Torah, in spite of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unfathomable, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davki b'mokim gedulosoi shom ha-temoitz in vusonosoi, means he reduced and he compressed and he concentrated his chokhmah in a way that we are able now to have a shaychus with that chokhmah. So now, whenever we are oisik in Torah and mitzvahs on the levels of machshava, dibur, and maaseh, al yedei zeh tislabesh, so now the neshama clothes itself b'chol etzer b'chinoiseo, with all its 10 faculties that the neshama contains, b'shloishu levushemelu, with these 3 garments, in other words, the garments of machshava, dibur, and maise, of the taryag mitzvahs. Remember again, the etzer b'chinois, because the neshama itself, the nefesh itself, has 10 components. These are the etzer spheres. So the neshama itself contains of etzer spheres. So the etzer spheres, that is the composite, that is the total neshama. The total neshama, which contains the Esser spheres, becomes clothed with Gimel Levushim. And you might remember, the Tanya pointed out, when a person is Oisik in Torah, one of the Levushim is Machshava. When you're Oisik with Machshava in Torah, that basically is Malabish, the component of Chabad, of Chochma Bin Odas. Right? These are 3 of the 10. The first 3 of the 10 faculties that the Neshama contains. The first of the 3 faculties is Chabad, Chochma Bin Odas. Chochma Bin Odas is of the mind. So when a person is Oisik B'Torah, in the level of Machshava, the Levush of Machshava, that is clothed, it becomes a garment to the Chelik HaNeshama, which consists of Chabad, Chochma Bin Odas. The other 2 Bechinas, which is Dibur and Maise, these are the other 2 Levushim, they will clothe the Zayin Midois, which are the other 7 components of the same Neshama, which is Chesed, Gvura, Teferis, and so on, all together, which is Sachakol 10. So Lamaise, the Neshama, which has 10 Bechinas, is clothed with Gimel Levushim. The Chelik HaMachshava, the Levush of Machshava, goes on the Chochma Bin Odas of the Machshava, of the Nefesh, and then the Dibur Maise will create 2 Levushim, Dibur and Maise, 2 Levushim, on the other 7 components. Sachakol, it means that the 10 components, the Eser Bechinois, will be clothed, will be Melubish in the Shloisha Levushim with all of these Levushim. Says the Tanya further. Volochein, therefore, based upon what we just said now, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was metzamtzem, he compressed, and he contracted, and he concentrated his chokhmah, That explains what Chazal tell us in a number of places, in Bava Kama Yudzayin, and so on, in Tainus, that Torah is compared to Mayim, that Ma Mayim is Yerdin Mimokim Givoy Lamokim Nomuch. The same way that it is the Teva, the nature of water. Water descends from a higher level and goes down to a lower level. Kacha Torah Yordo Mimokim Kivoido. So too we find that the Torah descended from its Mokim of glory, right, from most up high, from the highest spiritual plane. The Torah now has lowered itself. He says, Shehiritzoyna v'chachmosa yizborech. That is the highest level. That's Shaykh. Torah lowers itself from that level. V'yiraisa v'kutshibricha kulachad. Kodesh Baruch Hu, again, his will and his chacham is one. So the Torah really is part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Can you imagine, it's not Shaykh to even to understand how high that is. And yet we find, since, and v'leis machshova tfisa beklal, of course, no machshova is toifis and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so too the Torah, basically. We should not be able to be toifis. But at the same time, the Torah lowered itself, as he goes on to explain. Just the Gaburche, we see the analogy, it says that the Torah is Nimshal on Mayim, the same way that Mayim is Yoyrit. Mayim is Yoyrit, from Amokim Gvoyit to Amokim Nomuch. The truth is, there are other Hashpoyas also that come down to us from higher to lower. For example, we have Hashpoyas from the sun. The sun is Mashpia. Oyer comes from as high, wherever the sun is, down to lower. So the analogy of Mayim, Lechayut, which seems to be just one of many analogies one could have used, that it descends from higher to lower. That Ma Mayim is from Amokim Gevoye to him goes down to Amokim Nomuch, so too is the Chochmas HaTorah. Kodesh Baruch Hu also lowered the Torah from its highest plane, from its Amokim Gevoye, from its place of glory. But then there's a big difference. Because whenever we talk of any other Hashpoyes, any other things that emanate from higher to lower, when we get, let's say, Oyer from the Shemesh, it's not a piece of the sun that we get. The Oyer of the sun basically is merely something that radiates from the sun. It's merely something that comes out of the sun. It's a ray of light that emanates from the sun. But it's not that a shtickel sun lowered itself, that a piece of the sun came down and we can grasp onto the sun. But Mayim is not like that. When you have Mayim, which starts out on a high plane, and then it comes down to a lower, it's the actual Mayim. It's the actual Mayim itself that comes down. So too says the Tanya, that's what's happening. Such a tremendous, tremendous opportunity that we have, that when we say that Torah lowered itself, it's not just merely the ray of Torah, in the way that the sun gives off rays, and we're able sort of to connect with the rays of the Torah. No. We actually connect, and we're medabek ourselves in the Torah itself. The shtick Torah, mamish, the Torah itself lowers itself, the same way as Mayim. That's the direct analogy to Mayim. Because all of the things that come from higher to lower, you don't have the actual piece of the source. You have things that emanate from the source coming down lower. Whereas Torah Nimshal Lamayim, where we actually have the Etzem Mayim, the Mayim itself comes down. Not just from the source of the Mayim, but Mayim itself that was before up, now is here on the bottom. So the Torah, which originally was up, on the level most high, now has come down. So the Etzem HaTorah Chochmosa Yizborach has come down, and we now have the opportunity to be able to avail ourselves of that Torah. As the Tanya goes on to explain of the nature of how it descended from higher down to lower, as he goes on to explain. Says the Gaburche, as is known very well with the Chofetz Chaim, what's pointed out, when we say that Torah is Nimshal L'Mayim, Torah is compared to Mayim, and the question is, in what Nekuda are we comparing Torah to Mayim? Certainly there are other mashkoyes, that beverages that are more choshev than Mayim, which have a more definitive bracha. Yayin certainly is very choshev, has its own definitive bracha, not just Tamei Shehakol. And even other mashkoyes that you make shahakel are also choshever. May peiris, more choshever than mayim, in the hierarchy of cheshivas. And we say Torah is nimshul in the mayim. But Chaim pointed out, there's a very specific kavona that Chazal intended to impart and convey to us when we say that Torah is nimshul in the mayim. Because there's a fundamental difference in hilchas brochas between drinking mayim after drinking any other beverages. You see, when it comes to mayim, there's a halacha, hashoyse mayim litzmoy mevorach shehakol nibedvoroi. You make a bracha over water only if you're thirsty, which means that if a person has no interest in drinking water, but he has to drink water to swallow a pill, or let's say he's drinking water to clear his throat, you don't make a bracha, because water betzem has no taste. The halacha that you make a bracha on mayim is dafke hashoyse mayim litzmoy if you're thirsty. However, if you're drinking any other mashke, orange juice, let it be wine, let it be anything else that has a tam, you make a bracha regardless whether you're thirsty or not. It doesn't make a difference if I'm taking orange juice to swallow a pill, I have to make a bracha. Or any other mashke. It's davke mayim. which there is a tanai, where there is a condition that you only make a bracha over mayim, if you are shoyse mayim litzmoy, mayim you only make a bracha if you're thirsty, says the Chofetz Chaim. I want you to know that Torah is nimshal olamayim. You can only be zoyche to kinyan haTorah if you thirst for it. In the same way that there's no bracha over mayim, unless you're thirsty. If you're not thirsty, it's insignificant. Torah is also, if you want to have a kinyan in Torah, if you want to be zoyche to a shleimus of Torah, if you want to be zoyche to an aliyah in Torah, it's daima to mayim. You must thirst after it, and you have to develop a thirst, a desire. If you develop a thirst and desire for Torah, then you can be matzliach in Torah. Torah is nimshal olamayim. It has to be litzmoy davke. So the Tanya goes on further, and the Tanya goes on to say, so now we go further, the Tanya explains the Torah went down from Mokim Kivoida, from its place of glory, Umisham Nosa V'yarda, and from there the Torah continued to journey and descend the Seser HaMadregis through hidden stages. The Torah comes down through various hidden stages, in Madrega LaMadrega, which are stage after stage, the Hishtal Shalis Oilomois. It goes through sort of like a chain-like order of interconnected spiritual worlds, as we already spoke about, because there are many, many oilamas. Basically, Be'oif and Kloli, we know that there are the four oilamas, which is not now the place to get into, which is the oilam Atzilus, which is the highest world, which is followed with the next world, which is called oilam Habriya. Then comes oilam HaYetzira, and then is oilam Huasiyah, which is the present world. This is called the oilam Huasiyah. So the Torah comes out until it descends down to this world. It has to go through various yiridas, various stages. Hishtalchilus, chain-like descent. So it goes through, as he says, and it comes down. Hishtalchilus oilamis achinis labsho bedvarim gashmiyim, until the Torah itself actually clothes itself in material matters. V'yon oilam hazeh, things that belong to this world. Shehein roiv mitzvah haTorah kikulon vilchaseim, because basically kamat all the mitzvah haTorah, right, and the halachas, consist of dvarim gashmiyim. Person wants to wear tzitzis. Tzitzis, of course, is wool. What is wool? It's a dvar gashmi. Tefillin. What's tefillin? Klaf, abayis, ink. All of this, dvarim gashmiyim. Alulav is also dvar gashmi. So it's an amazing thing that Torah, which is the most spiritual thing that's bechlal shayich, there's nothing more spiritual than Torah, but the Torah, in order that we should be able to have a shayich as the Torah, and to be able to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs, it descended and descended and descended, descent after descent, madrega me madrega, down to this world, and it clothes itself into items of this material world. And only thereby are we able to have a handle and be able to be mekayim these Torah mitzvahs. This is all part of the Yerida, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamtzim the Torah to a point to make it adaptable, right, to this world. As he says, Achenis Labsho Bidvarim Gashmim Vinyon Oilam Azeh. And he says, it's not just that. It's not just Tam the mitzvahs. But look at Torah itself. How do you write a Sefer Torah? A Sefer Torah is written with ink. And what is ink? Ink is material. Ink is gashmius. He says, ubitziruf eoisius. And the Torah also, he says, it clothes itself, right, in things which are the physical letters that you have, right, the letter combinations, which are gashmius, bidyoy ala sefer, which is written with ink into a sefer. And what's klaf? Klaf is also gashmius. Take the skin of a behemoth, right, and you work it out, you ma'abed the yoyer, until it becomes klaf. Esrim Rabos Svarim Shebetoyer in the Vim Iksuvim. As a matter of fact, that is what the Rebbe Rabinim used to say, Rebbe Rabinim Pshischi used to say. He says, you know, the Gemara talks about Kama Tipshoy Hani Enshe, says the Gemara Makis, that people are foolish, he says. He says, the Kaimim Kama Sefer Toyer, they get up in front of a Sefer Toyer, the Kaimim Kama Gavra Rabbah, they don't get up for a Gavra Rabbah. He gives a reason there. But Rebbe Rabinim points out, if you think about it, he says, what is a Sefer Toyer? I mean, it's the most dear, right, the thing that is the most dear to every Yid in Klal Yisrael, even people who are the furthest removed from Torah mitzvahs, but a Sefer Torah, the respect. Tell a person to take a Sefer Torah, no matter, I don't care what denomination he is, tell him to take it and to throw it on the floor. He'll never do such a thing. Tell him to trample on it, to step on it. Never. Furthest thing of his mind. A Yid knows. Sefer Torah is the most chashuv thing. Whatever it stands for, whether he's mekayim those mitzvahs or not, whether they're outdated in his mind or not, the Sefer Torah is the holiest item that he ever can conceive and imagine. Sefer Torah. And what is a Sefer Torah? So Rabbi Rabinim said, no, yes, you take, as it said, Gans Pusha said, you took the oif and a bahayim, you took the skin of an animal, said, and what, you turned it into cloth, and then you take some ink, and you jot down a few letters here and there, you know, whatever. He says, and all of a sudden it becomes Kedusha Sefer Torah. So it started out as an animal, turned into Kedusha Sefer Torah. Said Rabbi Rabinim, he says, If Oyer Behemah can become a Sefer Torah, Oyer Adam cannot become a Sefer Torah. A human being who lives and breathes Torah, his whole hanhog is Torah. His body cannot become the Scottish Bekedushis Sefer Torah. Take a look. Take a look. What is a Sefer Torah? Think of the origin of a Sefer Torah. And it becomes the highest level of Kedusha. It develops into that Messiah. So he says, if Oyer Behemah can turn to Sefer Torah, then Oyer Adam, there's no question. That's what the Gemara says. That Hanay Tipshoy Kamenshe, they get up for a Sefer Torah, don't get up for a Gavar Rabba. A Gavar Rabba is more of a Sefer Torah. Gavar Rabba is more of a Sefer Torah. This is a Maisa that was told that, he says, by one of the Gedolei Yisrael. Says it was by the Chofetz Chaim, but anyway, Rabbi Chanan was there, and it was a Simchas Torah. And you should never hear of such things, but unfortunately, Simchas Torah, you hear such a thing. A Sefer Torah Chas V'Shalom could fall. Happens. The story is the time could happen. Take Sefer Torahs back in and out and so on. People might drop it, whatever. So it was one of these tzaddikas. It might have been the Chofetz Chaim. Anyway, so Chofetz Chaim slipped and fell. At the same time, somebody dropped the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Chanan was there, he says, first you pick up the Chofetz Chaim, he says, then you pick up the Sefer Torah. He's more of a Sefer Torah. This is a living Sefer Torah. It's an interesting thing. The first you pick up the Chofetz Chaim. Sefer Torah is a vada gewaldige Sefer Torah. But the human Sefer Torah, Shaykh, a human being, can be Miskaddish himself, become a Kurdish, can become an actual Sefer Torah. That's the thing. When the Gedoy Loilam was Rav David Daish. Rav Daish was the Rav of Neistat. The Talmud of Nodib Yudit, Chassam Sofer considered him to be the God Lador. Chassam Sofer, many tshuvas, famous tshuvas in Arachayim, Sim Kuf Chav Dalad, where he mentions Rav David Daish, Hikshu Odom Kosher Kibarazel, he refers to him. Hikshu Odom Kosher Kibarazel. A number of tshuvas in other places as well. Tremendous. He said, COVID he had for Rav David Daish. So Maisa, the Bitsin Rav brings it in Shal Sechuvas Ber Moshe. He says, Rav David Daish once came unannounced. He came to the Beis Medrash very late at night, came to Pressburg, and he didn't announce, so he goes into the Beis Medrash, because there's no place for him to sleep. So he lied down on the floor. He didn't make a big deal out of himself. He lied down. Nobody knew who he was. He thought it was a Geshlufim. Geshlufim, to land off the floor, whatever it was. Anyway, next morning, Chassam Sofer comes in, and he sees Rav David Daish. He recognized him. He began to scream. He said, I say, for Torah fell to the floor, he says. And he was Goyzer Tainis. The people have to fast, he says. Sefer Torah drops, fast. He said, here's the Sefer Torah, he says. A human Sefer Torah. It's on the floor, he says. He said, nobody was there to be Mechaberim, okay? They didn't know. Sefer Torah falls even by accident, you also fast, he says. It's the Sefer Torah on the floor. The fast. It's a human Sefer Torah. That's what the Tanya is telling us. The Kedushas HaTorah was Nislabish, was clothed in material matters. Even in lowly material matters, or behemoth, ink, and so on. Certainly a human being, avada and avada, can connect and can rise to that level. So the Tanya now further, he says, Kedei, the purpose of all of this was, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowered the Torah, memadrega lemadrega, was Kedei shetei kol machshova tfisa behen. The idea why the Torah underwent this great descent was in order that every human being, every human thought, be able to grasp Torah. And even Dibur and Maise, which is a lower level than Machshove, should also be able to grasp onto Torah, means onto Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chochmah, and to realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rotzen. Right? Umislabeshes Bahem. And to be able to clothe themselves in that by performing the mitzvahs through Dibur and Maise. So we are certainly Avada Navada, that being Mekayim Torah mitzvahs on our level. We are actually touching, literally, onto Chochmas Hashem, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Metzamtzem Chochmoso and Ritzoino in a way that we should be able to be directly connected with it. And he goes on to tell you how far. You have no idea how much we connect, to the extent. We have no asoga to the extent of how much we connect with Torah, by performing Torah through Machshava Dibur Maisa, which ultimately means that we connect with our Kodesh Baruch Hu Mamish through the medium of Torah. And he goes on to explain. He says, when that happens, umachash haTorah mitzvoseh malbishim kol esa b'chinas hanefesh. I mean that the Torah mitzvahs we said that they clothe all the 10 faculties we said of the neshama, v'chol tayag evoreo meroisho v'adraglo, and all of the 613 evorim of the neshama from head to foot. From head to foot means from the highest level to its lowest level. Because I already pointed out many times that in the same way that the human body has remach evorim and shesagidim, so does the neshama. The nefesh of every yid also has remach evorim and has shesog yidim. So what happens is the Torah mitzvahs are melabish. The Torah mitzvahs are melabish all of the remach evorim and gidim of the neshama. When that happens, so what happens now? When it is clothed, What has happened? How do you define that position now? When you reach that goal, when you achieve that goal, that your neshama has become malubish, has become clothed with the gimel levushim. When you achieve that goal, that your neshama is clothed with the three garments, namely through dibur, ma'isa machshava of Torah mitzvahs. Those are the materials of the neshama of the levushim. That is the kind of thread that these garments are made out of. You know what happens when you zoichet to these gimel levushim? He said, "Harei kula tzerura b'tzroi rachayim es havaya mamish." The neshama is completely bound up with the Rabbeinu Shloilam. He says, "Mamish." You see, the Loshim says, "Mamish," not somehow or a little bit, but through Torah and mitzvahs, we actually not just touch, but we are bound. We are mamish connected. We are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says. And we are havaya mamish. And the very light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makifa, it envelops the neshama umalbisha, and it clothes the neshama mroisha vazagla, from head to foot. So when we talk about a levush of Torah mitzvahs, you know what that means? It means we actually are physically becoming connected on neshama, literally, fuse and come together with Rabbeinu Shalom himself. We are bound up with Rabbeinu Shalom. K'mon Shekotzov, as the pasuk says, Tzuri Eches Eboi, Kodesh Baruch Hu is my rock, right? And he will shield me. Now, how does a shield shield you? Because it surrounds you. That's how a shield protects you. Uksev, and then there's another pasuk. But the pasuk is also there in Tehillim. It says, Katzino Rotzoin Tatrenu. Tzino means a shield. It means a person is Tatrenu, a person is surrounded with a Kodesh Baruch Hu's will as a shield. In the same way as a shield surrounds a person, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, as it were, surrounds the person. He becomes surrounded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounds him. Katzino, like a shield, Rotzoin, the Rotzon Hashem, Tatrenu, will surround him. Which means that the will and the Chochmah of the Rebbeinu Shloilam, Hamlubashim B'Toyrosa Mitzvaseo, his will is clothed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will is clothed in the Torah and in the mitzvahs. So thereby he becomes, through the keem of Torah mitzvahs, he becomes surrounded and connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, everything is vested in physical objects. With all the things that we do, we become now connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now the Tanya says an amazing pshat. He says, we know many times we heard this and we said this. We say, Chazal say that Yofi Shoachas B'tshuva Maisim Toivim Bo'ilam Hazeh Mekol Chai Olam Haba. How do we understand that? What does that mean? What does it mean when we say Yofi Shoachas, that 1 hour of tshuva and Maisim Toivim on this world, what does it mean? In what level? Is it referring to Schar? What's it referring to? What are we comparing? We say it's better. Better in relation to what? What do we have out of it that we say it's better? This is better than that. You're comparing two ideas. We're comparing two concepts. You're comparing two chafetzim. What does it mean? The Tanya says here an amazing pshat. So therefore Chazal have said that Yofi Shoachas B'tshuva Maisim Toivim Bo'ilam Hazeh B'kol Chai Olam Haba, that 1 hour of tshuva and Maisim Toivim this world is better than the entire lifetime of Olam Haba. You know why? When we think of Olam Haba, Rabbeisa, what do we think of? Olam Haba is the mokim where we are ready to receive our schar. And we know that we cannot comprehend, we have no asoga to the tremendous, tremendous pleasure of Olam Haba. We have no asoga to the tremendous pleasure of Olam Haba. We have no ways of understanding in material terms, in physical terms, the tremendous, tremendous pleasure that one derives in Olam Haba. Comes the Tanya and says, with all of its greatness of pleasure, that Ayid is Zoich in Olam Haba, you know what it means? It means as follows. It's tremendous. But with all its tremendousness, ki olam haba hu, because olam haba is the place shenehenin meziv ashchina. It's about the place where a person will be enjoying the radiance of the shchina, shehu tanug ha'asoge. In other words, it's the pleasure that a person gets from his comprehension of godliness. So in olam haba will be closer to Hashem, will be more spiritual. We cannot imagine what that means. To be Masig Hashem is a Moedig pleasure. To be Masig HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tremendous pleasure. The more that we will be Zoichet to comprehend, to be Masig HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's unlimited pleasure. In Olam Haba will be Zoichet to be Nehenem Ziv HaShchina, what will cause that hanor? As the Tanya says, because shehutaynig ha-hasoge is the pleasure that's derived from comprehending the Rabbeinu Shloilem, as it were. The more you're zoichet to comprehend the Rabbeinu Shloilem, there's an amazing, amazing physical pleasure. But that pleasure is defined as being nehem and mizivah shchina. You know what zivah shchina means? It doesn't say actual shchina. That amazing, amazing pleasure. Yet still all it is, what is it? It's mizivah shchina, from the radiance of shchina. What do you mean from the radiance of the shchina? It doesn't say actual shchina. Because v'i'ev shelishum nivro. Because no created being. Afilim mehel yoinim. In other words, even someone of a higher realm. Lahasik, it's impossible, he says, to comprehend. Ki'im eze ho'orom me'oir havayo. It's not shy to comprehend only a glimmer of the upper light. It's not shy to comprehend more. So even in Olam Haba, when in Olam Haba we will only be spiritual, we'll be all spiritual, and Avad and Vada as such will be zoichet to comprehend more than one can imagine. But yet, what will be the extent of it? The extent of our comprehension in Olam Haba with all of our spiritualness, with all of our ruchnizdikait, but the extent and the limit that we'll be able to comprehend will be mizivah shchina, from the radiance of the shchina, because no one, says the Tanya, is able to comprehend, right? To comprehend the shchina itself. As he says, only ki imeze ha'ora me'or havai, we're only able sort of to receive or somehow to be masig, to relate to a glimmer of the divine light, only a glimmer. V'lechei nikro, therefore advisedly, Chazal have said the Loshen, b'shem zivah shchina. Therefore, when Chazal talk about the reward of the neshamas in the future world, Chazal referred to it as the, right, as Pashat, the radiance of the Shekhinah. Why? Because it's no more than some remote glimmer. It's no more than a remote glimmer of that divine light. Says the Tanya now. Can you imagine? If the Olam Haba, which is a spiritual world, and that's the world of the greatest pleasure one can imagine, and that will, to the extent of what's out there, will only be a glimmer, because you can't go more. It's not shach to be masik more. So all of this immense, immense, immense pleasure in the future world, which is so immense that Chazal talk about it in so many places. Chazal say, when the Novi says, Ayin lo ra'aso l'kim ezo lo secho. But the emes is, all of this is only, if you want to compare it, it's just a glimmer. That's Olam Haba. You believe it, says the Tanya? In this world, it's shayach to experience even greater pleasure. It's an amazing thing. In this world, it's shayach. It's shayach to enjoy even greater pleasure. How? Allah Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're talking about the neshama. Allah Kodesh Baruch Hu bechvoide beyatzmoy leis machshavet visa beklal. As he said. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu, in that next world, of course, it's only shayach ziva shchina. As we said, only the radiance of the shchina. Because kiyim kasher tfiso mislabeshes b'toyim tzviseo. We can only comprehend, he says. He says, when a person, right? When a person comprehends and he clothes himself in Torah and in the mitzvahs, Azai he tfisa, because then he really grasps mislabeshes b'kodesh baruch hu mamish. It's an amazing thing. Tanya says, on this world we can achieve greater closeness to the Rabbi Shalom than the next world. It's an amazing thing. You know, after all is said and done, the greatest tzaddik I'm talking about, the greatest tzaddik who can imagine he has a storehouse of Olam Haba. He has an infinite reward of Olam Haba. But when all is put together, what does it amount to? It amounts to being nehena only mizivah shchina, only from the radiance of the shchina. And that's a lot. It's amazing. We have no way to define it. But after all is said and done, what is it? It amounts only to zivah shchina. Because why? Because we have no hasoga in HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But on this world, when we learn Torah, we're having hasoga in HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. In Torah mitzvahs, we actually are connecting with the Rabbi Shalom, because Torah is his chokhmah and his rotzen. He was mitzamsim himself, he compressed himself, he contracted himself, he concentrated himself in Torah mitzvahs. So the only way that it's shayach for a human being, a nivra, to be able to actually touch and connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is through Torah mitzvahs, which in the next world you don't have that opportunity. So he says, that's why through Torah mitzvahs, it's tfisa mislabeshes b'kodesh baruch hu mamish. So now he grasps onto kodesh baruch hu himself mamish, because the raisa, the kutcha b'richu kul echad, because the Torah and kodesh baruch hu are all one, and therefore What we see is that there is a tremendous superiority of Torah and mitzvahs in this world over the whole life. That's what it means that Yofesh Achas. B'tshuva Maisim Toivim. Says Boilam Hazeh. Then Kol Chai Oilam Abo. Again, why? Because Chai Oilam Abo, the Neshama grasps only a glimmer of the divine light, of the Oirin Soif. In Oilam Abo, you'll only have Ziva Shechina. Here, you can have Shechina Mamish. It's an amazing thing. In this world, you can have Shechina Mamish. Next world, you're only going to have Ziv HaShchina. This world, through Torah mitzvahs, because the person is united with HaKadosh Baruch himself. Because the Raisa, the Kutcha Bricha Kul Echad. Baaf, yes, yes. You'll say to yourself again, Shah Torah Nislab Shibit Forim Tachtoinim Gashimim, you'll say, what do you mean I'm touching HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When I'm doing a mitzvah, isn't the tefillin? Isn't the tefillin a Dover Gashmi, which stands in the way between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The tefillin is a Dover Gashmi, and we're in tzitzis. This is a gashmi, it's something material. So I'm being involved with material situations in my kima mitzvahs. Isn't this sort of like a wedge or something that's a between me and the Rabbi Shloim? All the Torah mitzvahs, are connected with gashmias. So how is it shaykh that through Torah mitzvahs I'm actually touching HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm uniting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Tanya, I'll explain it to you. Don't be bothered by that. It's no chatzitza at all, he says. Because Vaaf Shatoir and Islab Shabidvaram Tachtoinim Gashmiim. Because even though the Torah has been clothed in lowly material things, and the intellect of a person can only grasp those material things, right? Can only grasp Torah through the medium of these material things. So if this is the limited capacity of the human intellect in Torah, is through the Levush HaGashmi, that the Torah clothes itself in all of these gashmizik concepts and things, how is it shaykh that through Torah we actually are grasping onto the Rabbi Shalom himself? He says, Harezeh, nevertheless, it is through this, kemechabik es ha-melech. He says, the example is derech moshul. I'll give you an example, he says. Can you imagine if someone is zoyche to embrace a king, a physical king, but the king is wearing three sets of clothing? Does it make any difference how many clothing he wears? The person is zoyche, right? If Melech allows him, you can take your arms and wrap around the king. It doesn't make a difference, you know, how many robes the king is wearing. You were maki of the king. You embrace the king. It doesn't make a difference how many levushim surrounds the king. You are embracing the king. That's a fact. She ain hefrish, she says, there's no difference in the degree b'malas iskarvuso id veikuso b'melech. In other words, if someone is grasping a king when he's only wearing two begodim, right? As opposed to somebody else who grasps or embraces the same king when he was wearing three begotten. You say he grasped them, he embraced them better. Nobody ever thinks about that. You're asking, you're ever counting how many begotten are underneath? Doesn't make a difference. She'ain hefer, there's clearly no difference when you're embracing the king. Whether you embrace him when his king is wearing only one beged, or one robe, or he's wearing many robes. Why not? Why does it not make a difference? You know why it doesn't make a difference? The reason is ma'achar sheguf ha'melech b'soicham, because the king's body is within these clothes. So being that the king's body is within these clothes and he's embracing the king, doesn't make a difference of how many levushim is wearing. The same thing, when a yid embraces the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through learning Torah, the fact that the wisdom, right, is clothed in material robes is irrelevant, says the Tanya. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference that the Torah clothes itself in gashmizik concepts and ideas and ways to be able to come and be able to be involved with Torah. Person is embracing the Rabbi Shalom himself. He embraces Torah, he's embracing HaKadosh Baruch himself. And he goes on to say, Bechenim ha-melech mechabkoi bizroyoi. And similarly, you know what's even greater? It's a gevaldige madrege. Imagine when the king stands, you know, with his arms by his side and says, you know what? You can hug me. You can embrace me. Tremendous madrega. If you have the opportunity to do that. What's an even greater madrega? Where the king embraces you. Where he takes his arms and he embraces you. In Avodas Hashem, these are two levels in connecting with Melech Malach HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One way is Avada through being Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs, which is one darge, one mahalach. Thereby, I am embracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, I am uniting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am becoming one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it doesn't stop there. Similarly, when the king embraces a person with his arm, gam shehim lubeshes toich malbusho, even though that arm happens to be dressed, right, with levushim, to take away from the embrace that the Melech gave him. Right? As the Pasuk says, V'yeminoi techatkeini, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right hand embraces me. So when I learn Torah, it's not just that I have the privilege to embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in fact that the Rebbeinu Shem is embracing me. V'yeminoi techatkeini. What does Yeminoi mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right hand, what does it mean? Shehi ha-Torah shenitna miyamin. This is referring to the Torah which was given with the right hand. As the Pasuk says, miyaminoi esh dos lomoi. The Torah was given with the Yad Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehi b'chinas chesed umayim. Because as we know, this is referring to Torah. Because Torah is related to the midah of chesed, which is kindness, and mayim. Mayim is also chesed. Mayim is chesed. And when we talk about yamin, the difference always between yamin and smoil, as you know, the Mekubalim point out, yamin is chesed and smoil is gevura. So when a person is connected to Torah, he is zoichet to invoke midas ha-chesed. And that's what it means. When it says yamin u'techapkeini, means when a yid is connected to Torah, he can be sure that he will be protected because he is surrounded by the right arm of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The right arm of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is a symbolic of Torah, but being the right arm, being right, being the Yad Yamin, Yamin is symbolic and denotes Chesed and Mayim. That is what the Yid is zoche to through the study of Torah. So therefore what the Tanya tells us is that the bond that Torah creates between the Neshama and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is on two levels. Number one, that the Neshama embraces a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's one level. The second level is that the Neshama is also embraced by the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. So in this way, as the Tanya points out, that the study of Torah is greater than other mitzvahs, as we'll point out, Mesh Hashem will see in Perek Hey, because other mitzvahs we'll see also connect us with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But Torah has the Maila that it goes on two levels. It goes mitzad one idea that the Neshama embraces the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, mitzad Hasheni that the Rebbeinu Shloimeh also embraces us. We're going to stop here because we have a number of issues that we just want to just emphasize a little more with the Tanya said. We'll start Mitzvah next week, also Perkei, and just emphasize just a number of the points that the Tanya pointed out. But this really concludes Perek Dalet, which the upshot of Perek Dalet again is that whenever we are Mekayim Tarei Yagi Mitzvahs, through three mediums, through Dibur, Maisa, Machshava, we create three Levushim to the Neshama, but realize that these Levushim are not on a lower level to the Neshama, because they are called the Levushim, but in fact they enhance the Neshama. They're on a much higher level than the Neshama. Because these three Levushim of Tayag Mitzvahs, through Dibur, Maisa, Machshava, means that we actually are connected with Rabbeinu Shlomo himself. And it's an amazing thing to behold that this spiritual experience, the Yid Zoyche, to have these three Levushim, so Mele he comes closer to the Rabbeinu Shlomo than he'll ever be Zoyche in the future world. It's an amazing thing. Future world, we talk about being Zoyche, being a Hene, Meziv Ashkina, it's only Meziv Ashkina. It's a lot, it's tremendous. We have no idea that the immense and the vastness and the greatness. But Sof Kosof is defined only as Ziv Ashkina. The godless that we are able to achieve on this world, we were given this opportunity to return mitzvahs, we actually unify and we become one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yisroel, Vereise, Vekutche, Brichu.